Laura, hello. How
are you? I'll just mute for a second. How are we all?
We're very well. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you for coming in, Laura.
Oh, no, thank you. So I am bringing you guys some news about TripAdvisor and a recent announcement that they have given the world about how they are no longer supporting wildlife activities like elephant riding, swimming with dolphins and petting tigers. Thailand, it is the gem of student gap years, a treasure trove of natural beauty and a home to one of the world's most beautiful animals. Thailand is where it's all at, but for how long? From 2017, TripAdvisor will no longer sell tickets to wildlife entertainment activities. Now, this includes attractions like elephant rides, swimming with dolphins and petting endangered species like tigers. Animal welfare groups are celebrating this decision, having protested the damaging emotional and physical effects it can have on the animals. And guys, this is important news because TripAdvisor's new policy reflects the changing attitudes to the ethics of wildlife tourism, to the superficiality of bucket lists and to the value of getting likes on Instagram. Yvonne from PETA says that interacting with wild animals can leave them with severe, lasting damage.
It involves tearing baby elephants from their mothers soon after birth, confining them to tiny wooden crates, and then regularly beating them with nail-studded rods. This is all done to crush their spirits and prepare them for a life of servitude. These are highly intelligent, complex animals. They're forced to spend their entire lives chained by two legs, barely able to take a step in any direction, and they have to sway their heads back and forth in this futile attempt to alleviate the mental anguish of captivity.
Okay, so you know that riding an elephant is damaging, but what do you do if you still want to spend time with the animal? Well, there are a number of elephant orphanages and sanctuaries in Thailand where riding the elephants are banned, but instead you can look after them. Now, Jess is a zoology student who is passionate about the conservation of the Big Five. She says you still have to be sceptical of these places, though.
Even especially places that are advertised as sort of elephant sanctuaries and elephant orphanages that still let you go out and ride or go and bathe the elephants or whatever. Yeah, they might have been rescued from the circus or from like the logging trade or something like that, but they're not actually doing anything to promote the conservation of the elephant, because they're still putting them through work that's putting them in those like awful situations mentally and physically. Elephants are supposed to live for an incredibly long time, but in Vietnam last year, I think, there was an elephant that was 46 years old and just collapsed in the middle of a ride because she died from exhaustion. And then throughout that month, more and more of their elephants just started keeling over and essentially dying because they were exhausted. So they're not being treated any better because they're being called like orphanages or sanctuaries. Like, that's another way that the industry is like shadowing what's actually going on with the elephants.
Kelsey is a huge animal lover and she's actually just returned from Thailand. She visited the elephant sanctuary Elephant World after doing lots of research online. She's happy with the experience that she had because she believes the animals she interacted with were as happy to see her as she was to see them.
So there's two in Thailand. The one that I went to, which is in Bangkok, which obviously more like southern Thailand, and there's one in Chiang Mai, which is like north, like far north in Thailand, and they're like the only two real ones. So we like had proper looked into it. We'd gone for a site who are like known for animal rights. We looked for ages before we found one that actually looked like proper, and we had to drive like it was 2.5 hours, 3 hours to this place. And as soon as you get there, there's just elephants, like, just roaming around by himself. As well as, obviously, being with the elephants, they took us aside and they showed us, like, so it was more, it was like a classroom almost. And we learned about how they're trying to change Thailand by having videos for children and, like, adverts to help promote, obviously, that these elephants, they should be living in the wild. They shouldn't be begging on the street. They shouldn't be being used as like to trek through all this like woodland places with four people on its back. Like, it's not okay. But they did the educational side with us as well, which obviously made me even more certain that it wasn't like a hoax. It wasn't like they were faking that they were looking after these animals.
TripAdvisor is a global company, and their global response to wildlife tourism is impressive. However, there's currently nothing to stop travellers from buying tickets to wildlife activities from TripAdvisor's competitors, or even buying elephant trekking activities in the countries themselves. But both Jess and Kelsey agree that progress is being made, and that is the most important thing.
It's a good thing that TripAdvisor have taken this step, because maybe it's going to make other companies such as STA like wake up and see that it's not doing these animals any good. But like much more needs to be done in order to like completely shut these industries down.
TripAdvisor is a really big like international company. A lot of people do go on TripAdvisor to voice their opinions, and that's where I first saw people commenting about don't go on elephant tracks, like it's not okay. If you want, go to the sanctuaries, they'll help you. So TripAdvisor doing that is going to help promote it unintentionally to people. So even if they went on TripAdvisor to look into elephant, they're not going to find anything for elephant tracking.
But the story doesn't just end there. This issue is ethically complicated because for many working in the wildlife tourism industry in Southeast Asia, their livelihoods rely on tourists wanting to interact with elephants. Now, elephant riding won't be vanishing anytime soon, but we are experiencing a shift in moral consciousness towards activities that we might not want to do on our gap years. Isn't that right, Yvonne?
Well, absolutely. As people gain a greater understanding of animals and how they're mistreated for entertainment, they don't want to support these activities. It wasn't so long ago that, for example, guys used to brag about participating in Pamplona's running of the bulls. But when they learn how the bulls are actually deprived of food and water ahead of the run to weaken them, they're kept in darkness until the very moment they're forced out into the blinding daylights where there's these screaming crowds who are hitting them. They're being forced along these cobbled streets where they lose their footing and sometimes breaking bones. I mean, you'd have to be a pretty pathetic individual to think there's anything remotely brave about supporting that farce.
Thanks to Lauren for that report.